roll the D10, Tiger.
Oh.
He did tell you that a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, you?
No, you don't. You told me once.
Yeah, maybe. He pointed at you in the audience.
Thank you for doing that. Idiot.
Got him. Get him again.
I'm not sure why.
All right, so you go up 8 health, 8 hit points, so you are now at 25.
All right, so plus, I'm going up 8, you said?
It's whatever you roll plus 2.
All right, plus 8 equals 25. And you changed it in my stat sheet already?
Yes, I did.
Cool. Where do we end last game? I don't really remember.
I'll show you in a second.
So, but I remember we played that game, and then
the game. Let's see here.
I got a ton of stuff.
Oh right, I didn't get anything.
I think you guys mostly just played that game.
Was that it?
Game.
Yeah, that's all you did was play the game.
No, it sucked. I didn't
get a chance to sell anything.
Huh?
I didn't get a chance to sell anything.
No, you don't.
But what?
What?
You just gonna say I'm dumb? I didn't even get to.
No. All right, Boo, roll 1d6.
Oh, I got a bow.
You didn't I? Well, someone got a bow, whether or not they gave it to you.
I don't remember.
Slash is on the wrong side, Boo. Sorry. Slash R.
Yeah, it's not a Reddit.
Your mama.
All right, so who goes up 6?
6 hit points?
Yeah, so now you are at 20. And I also gave you guys full health for leveling up.
Okay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, plus 8 HP. Do I get it? Oh, I guess I don't get anything else, huh? Going to 3. Improved critical. Your weapon attacks score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20.
Yes, you get that. Boo, you can now prepare and cast second level spells. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, it sounds like there's level 1 and level 2 spells.
Yeah, I think there's up to level 3. Well, there's three levels in the spell.
Okay, so it just basically means my spells will be more powerful, right?
Well, you get 4 first level spells and 2 second spells.
I don't have a list on my sheet of exactly, like, all I have is the spells that are kind of like at the bottom of the spell book on my page.
Yeah.
So, is that like that's just those are the first level spells? I don't see anything about my second level spells on this.
That's what I was just about to look up.
What was this? I see Evoco. Okay, I don't understand this. Sorry, give me a second.
What is it, Andy? What is it called? Is it improved critical or like accent church? Is that like a skill or a...
Yours when it says improved critical?
Yeah.
No, I think that's like a passive skill.
Well, what? Because I'm trying to find it in Foundry and I don't really know what to call it. It's obviously not a spell. I don't think it's an item.
Skill?
No, there's no skill on here. Because I thought I put action surge in there, but maybe I didn't. Oh, feature abilities.
Abilities would be another one too.
So did you figure out your spell thing, Boo?
No, not really.
No, I didn't either.
Are we waiting on that?
I was going to see if he had something in the book that would more talk about what the second level spells are. I'm only set up to do first. Like this page that I got only has like the first level spells on it, I think.
Yeah, there's a whole list here of spell books.
Is there like maybe a web page, or is it in D&D Beyond or something?
It should be in D&D Beyond. Magical
Yeah, for some reason, ability is not on here. It's weird. Maybe I just don't have access to them. All right. Well, I better write it down.
The spells for Rick and Morty on D&D to be on that isn't like having for me to buy the book, but I don't really know. I don't know the site. I'm trying to look around. I don't know if my spells are the same as like say as in D&D, but even then I don't know what first level spell. I mean,
okay, I'll send you a text
or in Discord. I don't know who's on his computer. It might be easier on Discord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take a picture of it. And I'll post it in the Discord.
Thank you.
Features. Class table. Oh, I see.
Okay, cool.
So I think the ones with you can pick two of those
and use them once.
You can use how is that? You can only use two, so you can only prepare, what is it, 6 spells.
On the second level?
No, total. Just
total?
Yeah, so and then you can only use 2 of them at a second level.
Okay.
So the other four have to be first level.
Do I have to prepare them now?
Yeah, you have to tell me which ones that you're going to use.
All right. Then I'm going to use...
If you want to know more about them, I can bind them to tell you.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the Lesser Restoration and the Prayer of Healing, one of those two? I mean, it looks like all these are, like, besides the Spiritual Weapon, as looks like they're all. Lesser Restoration or the Prayer of Healing. I just want to get a healing spell. I don't think I have one.
Where do you see?
Second level spells?
Yeah.
Lesser Restoration.
In that picture I sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, those are cleric spells.
Oh. All right, because
there's cleric and there's wizard spells.
Okay.
So I wonder which one you are.
Yeah, I sent you the wrong list. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I want to get someone out of the kitchen. I'll be right back.
Okay. Take your time. We apparently have lots of it. Sorry about that.
No, no. I was trying to... It said there's some healing spells on there, so I was going to try to go for that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, you're not a cleric. You're a wizard.
You're a wizard, Harry. You're a Harry wizard.
Or maybe... Because I don't know. It does say Jerry spells on there, so...
What is, can you tell me what Flaming Sphere is and Suggestion?
All right, you want to know Suggestion of Flaming. Flaming Sphere. A 5-foot diameter sphere of fire appears in an unoccupied space of your choice within range and lasts for the duration, which is... Doesn't say.
How much damage does it say?
Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the sphere must make a dexterity save and throw. The creature takes 2d6 fire damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
Okay. All right.
And what was the other one?
Suggestion.
Here's a suggestion. Get a haircut.
I did.
You suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two and magically influence a creature you choose within range that can hear and understand you. Creatures that can't be charmed are immune to this effect. The suggestion must be worded in such a manner as to make the course of action sound reasonable. Asking the creature to stab itself, throw itself onto a spear, immolate itself, or do some other obviously harmful act automatically negates the spell.
Okay, I'm going to put on, prepare, invisibility. I'm going to do, God, I don't know what I think I want to do flaming sphere, but is spider climb what it's supposed to, what it says? Does that mean I can climb a wall?
Until the spell ends, one willing creature you touch gains the ability to move up, down, and across vertical surfaces and upside down along ceilings while leaving its hands free.
Oh, I'm going to try that.
The target also gains a climbing speed equal to its walking speed.
All right, I'm putting on invisibility and spider climb. That's for my level 2. And for my level 1s...
My pen. All right, I gotta go grab my pen.
Boy. What is burning hands? What's burning hands again? I think we looked at it. Is that one we looked up? Yeah.
Probably. As you hold your hands with thumbs touching and fingers spread, a thin sheet of flame shoots forth from your outstretched fingertips. Each creature in a 15-foot cone must make a dexterity saving throw.
right. So then I'm going to do that. And,
okay, so you're doing in.
Okay, so I'm doing invisibility, spider climb. That's okay, for my level two. Those are for my level twos.
Visibility and spider climb. All right. And all right, first level.
I was going to do shield, magic missile, burning hands, and let's just say let's do sleep.
Sleep? Okay.
Yeah, that seems handy.
All right, so those are the six that you have prepared?
Yep.
Remember, if you use two invisibilities, you're done on second level.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, and then four on the first level.
Good.
Okay. Tiger, do you have anything else for leveling up?
No, mine was really short.
Just the improved critical.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
Last week, I'm sure we don't have to worry about that.
No, I don't. It says the number of experience points, but that doesn't really matter in the way we're playing, right?
No.
Okay.
All right. You left off. So you walked into this room after talking to that cultist, remember?
Are you trying to show us the other room?
No, I'm just asking.
No, I don't really remember leaving that place.
Well, the hallway, right? You were in the hallway talking to that one cultist.
Yeah, and then didn't we like have to like fight them or something?
You didn't do that yet.
I thought we...
Oh, that's yeah, right. I remember this
you,
room
you
now.
You didn't actually start doing it. You just walked in and we called it... Called it there.
I thought we talked to him though, but I don't remember what we talked about.
You were talking to one cultist outside. He's the one that puked, and the puke went underneath the door, disappeared.
Okay.
And then you entered the door. But we stopped there, I believe.
All right, cool.
Well, all right.
Let's go investigate some cultists. I'm going to do
so. Five cultists bending over the railing of a balcony that rings the room seriously vomited. They vomit with true conviction, and it's pulling in the middle of the floor. As the foul pool begins to move, you are stricken with the thought that maybe the cultist in the corridor was right. Maybe all existence, everything that is, was, and will be, has just been a tremendous waste.
Wow. So they're like worshiping like the same type of blob that went under the door. He threw up, or we don't know.
Yeah, the blob is in the middle of the room.
The blob worshippers? Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
it's not great.
No, not great. Not great at all. I mean, how do you worship a blob? I mean,
they're not really worshiping the blob. They're creating the blob.
Oh,
so it's getting bigger.
They're vomiting. And then it's pulling in the middle to create this.
Oh, it's a vomablob?
Sure.
Oh my god.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. What are we even doing in this place? I mean, let's go and check this out.
All right.
Cool.
I mean, okay.
So what are you guys gonna do?
I'm just gonna stand around the back and like get closer and see if I see anything.
Okay.
I'm gonna kind of move around the corner and kind of get a better view of the blob.
To do that, you have to lean over the railing.
Okay. So I lean over the railing.
All right. As soon as you lean over the railing, the cultists notice you. They all turn and stare at you.
Oh, hey, this is not where I parked my car.
And roll for initiative.
Oh, piss on my tits.
And I'm in the middle of this too.
Yeah, they as soon as they started looking at Jerry, they noticed you.
All right. So right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay, so the first cultist, which is closest to Tiger, right? Unless if you guys want to move to where you were.
I'm not that far where I would have been. We're looking, you said there's a railing. Are we looking down?
Yeah, so the fire pit like in the middle pit. Is like, yeah, it's a pit.
And also the people around it are lower than us.
No, they're just, it's like they're standing on a balcony leaning over.
Ah, okay.
I kind of used the same image I did before where there was like a circle ring around, you know, it's a circular room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like a pathway that they're standing on with the green line on the inside being the railing.
Okay.
Over to the pit.
Overlooking it.
Yes. All right.
Well.
So.
So we got to fight these guys over a blob?
Yep.
For what? Why are they mad at us? What do we do? We just walked in. What
if I didn't do it? I didn't do anything.
I was going to worship the blob. I was here for blob worship. I mean, every Sunday it's blob worship, you know? It's blob mass. We have to take blob communion.
So this first one takes a swing with its scimitar.
Oh, fudge. A scimitar? Oh, come on.
Come on, guy.
At Summer.
Oh, okay. Not so bad, though.
Sounds bad to me.
Well, duck.
So, 10.
10 damage?
Does that hit? No. Does that hit your
AC? No, I have 14.
Okay. This cultist.
I can't see your dice. I don't know if you've done that on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing it on purpose. This cultist moves over closer. And that's it. Okay.
Are these three? So are you rolling for a fourth one?
I am rolling for the third one.
Okay.
And they're gonna move. And now it's Tiger's turn.
But you.
Yeah, I'll roll against the one right here then.
Okay.
The one that's closest, using my sword.
One-handed, two-handed.
Is there a disadvantage for doing it two-handed? I don't think so.
No.
All right. Then two-handed, I guess.
Okay. So, one. D20?
Okay. It's not going to be enough. Oh, so and it's plus
4.
So 4 is 11. Four is, where does that? That comes from the sword, right? Yeah, so plus 4.
Right, yeah.
So 11.
All right, you do miss.
Okay.
So it is now this cultist's turn. And it is incapacitated, so it will not move. This one, who is, what is his name? Bjorkybok, who we were talking to outside.
That bastard.
Yeah, well, shouldn't have messed with his cult, man.
I didn't mess with his cult. I was interested. I was looking for a pamphlet.
He was trying to vomit.
I'm going to vomit.
Not do anything either. So, Boo, it's your turn.
Fudge. Yeah. I am... I'm going to put on a... what should I do? I'm going to do Ray of Frost on the nearest one.
Let's call that Bjorkavak.
Yeah? Okay. What about this one? What about this one right here? Is that too far, or is this one? Should I go this one?
No, it's about the same distance.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that one over the railing. He's gonna get frost. He's gonna get frosted.
Okay. Let me find that one again. Sorry.
No, take your time. We're gonna die.
Okay. So what is it? Okay, do your ranged spell attack. The hell is your ranged spell attack?
I mean, he has some ranged spells.
Yeah, where is that? I thought that was on here, like, just on. Guess not.
This just has the attack bonus of, like, if you're using the staff as a, like, a bludgeoning weapon.
Well, that's not good for nobody. Where is my range? Son of a bitch, I can't remember. I mean, wasn't it like 8? I've done this one before.
That's so too.
I think it's 1d8. Does that sound right? And then
no, because you would have to roll a 20 and then you would add something to it. You would, if you hit, make a ranged spell attack. Because, like, for Tiger's longbow, it has an attack bonus of 7.
Yeah, mine, my staff, all it does is it has 3 charges and it deals necrotic.
If you choose to use those, yeah.
But I think, when I do that, does that mean I have to hit them with that to initiate that, or is that, like, a thing?
No, you have to say, you have to tell me you're going to use it.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm just going to say that you're, it's just plus 2.
Okay.
So you roll a d20 and then add 2. Okay, so you got it. So you got a 21 total?
Yeah, 21, okay. Baby.
That hits, so now you do roll 1d8.
Okay. Yeah.
5, okay. So you did 5 damage to that cultist.
5 damage.
Now it is this cultist's turn. Alright, he's gonna move. And he's going to swing a scimitar at Boo.
No!
Oh, that's gonna hit. I assume that's gonna hit. For 3 points of damage.
3 points damage.
Hold on. You should be at... Oh, you should be at 20. Not 14.
No.
Well, now you're at 17.
That longbow I got, Andy, that's...
Yeah.
It's a little bit nicer, right? Is it a bow plus one?
It is. It's 1d10 plus 3 piercing damage. Yeah, it's it does more damage. So on your original one, you had to do 1d8. This one's 1d10.
Okay.
All right, so you took your damage.
Okay.
Now it is the one that was affected by the ray of frost. Oh, was that public?
Yeah, I did see that.
It should have been. Okay, that's fine. It doesn't do anything. So this cultist. Okay, it's going to move closer to Boo.
And no.
That will end its turn. Okay, so this one succeeds and will also move closer. And its turn now, it is Tiger's turn.
Okay. I'm still trying to find my items or weapons up here, but I still don't see them. So, okay. So it's two-handed. I'm going to move it in closer to this one here. Not that that really matters. It's probably just going to get me in trouble, but.
All right, roll with advantage.
How come?
Because he was affected by the ray of frost.
Okay.
So he's not going to be able to move that as fast.
All right.
So do 2d20s.
Oh, I did. Sorry, I did d8.
Okay. Well, you want to just stop there?
Because it's advantage. I mean, and then it's critical. I don't know what that doesn't mean anything, right? Or
with
your weapon attack score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20.
Yeah, so you definitely got a critical. What does...
When you score a critical hit, you get to roll extra dice for the attack's damage against the target.
So you get like a twofer.
Roll all of the attack's damage dice twice and add them together.
Okay. So you have two D8s.
All right. So mine says here 1d8 plus 2 slashing. Is 2 slashing just something else that's not part of the damage?
No, well, it'll be you add 2 more damage to your total. Okay. So you're going to add 4 total. All
right. So this is plus 2 if I should have added
4. That would be 14.
14.
Okay. He is dead.
Holy crap.
What?
I just sliced him in half. That's pretty cool.
Straight up murdered him.
Well, I didn't want to. I really just wanted to worship the blob.
Okay. So this one moves closer. This one, Bjorkabak, moves and attacks. You know, Summer.
He can move and attack?
Within 30 feet.
Okay.
And it was only 15 feet.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, I rolled that. Oh. It was a 17.
Uh-oh. That's above my armor class.
Public roll. Two is one. Let's see. Oh, 6 points of damage.
Hello. Okay.
So you're at 19.
You took me down?
Yes.
All right.
So you took me down.
Bruce! All right. Boo, it is your turn.
What are we gonna do?
Probably attack.
Yeah, I know that, but what attack?
Just use your sword.
I think I might use magic missile.
Every time I hear, I don't know why, when I hear magic missile, I just think dick. Is that weird? I don't know. It just sounds like something someone would call their dick.
You don't watch a lot of rocket launches, do you?
No.
Oh man, that's funny. All right, so is it the same thing as before, 1d20?
No. So you're gonna pick 3 targets. They could be the same target, they can be all different, there could be 2 for 1 and 1 in another.
I'm gonna do the 2 around Summer, the 1 nearest me.
Okay, so 1 at each?
Yeah.
Okay.
Magic mountain, baby.
So roll D4 3 times. Please don't roll them together.
D4.
So you got 2 at, let's just say, this one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So can I throw another one?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good roll.
That was a good one.
Okay, and then...
What was the third one you wanted to hit?
The one next to me.
Okay, this one.
The one closest to me.
Gotcha. One more D4.
Tree.
Oh. Okay, and that would end your turn.
And start my turn.
No.
Don't.
All right. I'm assuming that 4 is not going to hit your AC. Right?
No. No, I lost track.
Well, it was for Boo.
Okay. Also not Boo.
Okay, Tiger, it is your turn.
I told you it was my turn.
The two other cultists were not able to move. They're so sick from
vomiting,
throwing up that they're not able to move this
time. Don't care. Gotta start stab.
Okay. Guess which one?
The one next to me. Doesn't matter. I missed.
Well, you've missed.
I was so excited because I was doing well for one turn, literally.
All right. Is it so? This cultist to the right of Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a swing.
And misses.
And misses, I assume.
Yes.
This one on the other side of Tiger.
Also misses.
Well, hold on.
You better.
Eleven. I assume misses.
Yes.
Okay. So Boo, it is your turn.
Hooray. Okay. I am going to use
So you used one of your magic missiles.
I did.
So now you got three left.
Okay, I'm gonna use burning first hand. Level. I'm gonna use burning hand on the one next to me.
Next to you, okay.
Can you play some battle music, Andy?
No.
Shit.
We can.
Because I don't know how.
That's probably better, because I would put on like the battle music and it would just loop like a 1 minute thing forever.
Yeah.
Did you put the Pokemon theme on though? That was always fun.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was kind of wishing that the Pokemon music was on right now.
Or the Final Fantasy or anything. Battle music. Uh-oh, what's this?
So he rolled an 8.
So he fell.
And so he did not do it. So, and because since you have that cone ability, this cultist will also have to make a dexterity save and throw.
Hooray, take that cone ability.
He passes.
Oh, fuck.
So roll 3d6s. One.
That's bad.
Four.
It's better.
It's eight. Not bad. All right.
So we win?
He's dead.
This one's dead. This one takes some damage. Okay. Now, is this one that comes up to Boo?
Before that.
Oh, he moved away.
Well, because I forgot to do something. All right, doesn't matter. Now he's up.
Wait, was there not a Rick and Morty on Sunday?
I don't know. They're on break right now.
So that 15 hits your armor class? Who?
What?
What's your armor class?
12.
Okay, yeah, it hits you.
No!
All right. For...
No! All right.
For 4 damage. So you are
damage
13.
No.
All right. So I'm at 14.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That's fine.
Oh.
This is fine.
All house is on fire, but it's fine.
This is fine.
That's what it's
all. Okay, this cultist is able to move and take a swing at you as well.
This cultist?
Cultist over here.
This cultist thought it was just right.
And okay, so he misses, and since he swung and he is burnt, I'm going to make him roll another. Oh, sorry, I forgot to make that public. He got a 4, so he missed swinging at you.
That's because I've got incredible skills, right?
Okay, he's going to take 2 more damage from being burnt.
I don't know. I imagine him like a burnt marshmallow.
Gross. Okay. All right. Tiger, your turn.
Oh, I'm going to swing wildly.
At?
Everything.
Pick one.
The one to my left.
Okay. All right. Roll your D8.
It's a D10 if I was using left two-handed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Do a D10.
Then. Zero. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was like, why would they even have a 0 on there?
I thought the same thing.
They have a 0
right
on there.
Why is there a 0? Why that eggs? Dies. Good. Man.
Oh, okay. So this cultist decides to take a swing at you.
The little bitch.
And he misses.
Yeah, he does.
He's a cult. He doesn't believe in anything.
I taught him.
Ethos. Boo, your turn.
Say what you will about the tenets of National Socialism. At least it was an ethos.
It ain't worse than a fucking blob. All right, fuck. Fuck, I don't want to use any more of my good spells. I'm going to hit him with another ray of frost and just frost these fuckers. Nearest one, so this guy right here, I guess.
You mean the one nearest me?
Yeah, one nearest to him.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
Ray of frost. Okay.
Well, that was easy.
Summer is in the way, though.
That's fine.
Can she duck?
Let it rip.
For a skill check.
Right,
let it rip.
What is it? 1d20?
Roll 1d20 plus, I think you have 2. Plus 2. You miss.
But also misses Summer, so that's good.
Summer, give me a dexterity check.
How about I just lay low?
How about you be dexterous?
Yeah, right. Buddy.
He misses you both very wildly.
It wasn't. It turns out I didn't have the right eye closed.
All right. The cultist to the south, or to the bottom of Jerry, is too busy puking.
He is not looking good. He is really.
And really so is the one to the right of Jerry. Tiger, your turn.
Nice. I'm going to swing wildly.
Okay.
The one next.
I assume at the one next to you. Okay.
I swing wildly.
Oh, that's a critical. So do 2d10.
Oh yeah, it is. Can I roll them at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I am dying.
I've only heard that once before, and that was when you're incredibly hungover. I'm dying.
And he dies.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm slicing everyone in half today.
All right. Boo, your turn.
Just like that, except for the sword.
Let's keep up the good times with my rays of frost.
All right. Which one?
You know, either one.
Sir, please stop chopping. and play the game.
You gotta pick.
The one by the rails. I'm hoping he falls over it.
The one to your right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he could freeze and fall over the rail and shatter, maybe? Why not Zoidberg?
Roll a d20.
He can die, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's a 71.
It's an L1, actually.
Oh.
So, do 1d8.
Three.
All right. Well, you successfully put him out. He's not burnt anymore. Good job of doing that.
You've soothed
his burns.
You've salved his burns.
The one to the bottom of you takes a swing at you with his scimitar and misses. Yeah, he misses. So now it is the one who is burnt and frozen somehow.
Burnt and frozen.
He can't do anything. He's too cold. And burnt and vomiting everywhere. So I'm still here.
Time to lick tits. I'm going, if I move up, can I, you know what? Can I shoot my arrow?
Sure.
All right. I'd like to shoot my arrow at, I would like to make a look over at, Jerry in sort of a nod to which one I should shoot. No, I'm not going to shoot you. And he's pointing at the one to his left. So, from
your point of view.
From his point of view. He's looking at... Oh, right. Yeah, from my point of view. Okay. To his left.
So the one that's burnt and frozen.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be arrowed.
And puking.
He's having a really shitty day.
I don't know. I think he likes the puking.
I don't think so.
Okay, so the longboard.
The longboard?
Yeah.
You're going to shoot him with the longboard?
Yeah, what... How do I do it? The same thing, 1d20?
1d20, yeah.
Okay.
1d20 was a good
one. Okay, that hits.
Plus 4.
No, it's actually plus 7.
Plus... No. Oh, wow.
Because of your longbow, yeah.
Why didn't I do this more often?
Nope, no. So you hit, so roll 1d10. It doesn't matter. You're going to kill him, so if you don't want to roll it.
What?
What?
Huh? So he's only got nothing. 3 damage?
No, I didn't say that.
Right. Oh, because he's almost dead? Because he was burnt and frozen?
He's burnt, frozen, and puking, and bleeding very heavily. Boo, your turn.
Oh, no. All right. How much damage does the one guy have?
I cannot tell you that.
Can't tell me that? I'm gonna bludgeon him.
No. Okay.
So was that 1d6?
No, 1d20.
1d20.
You have to actually hit him.
I think that speaks for itself.
You hit him, so now roll your. Is it 1d6? 1d6, yeah.
It has an attack bonus of +2.
Well, yeah, that was the... You rolled a 15, so it's a 17. It hits. So you do 6 points.
He's dead now, right?
He's at least... If he's not, he's got one hell of a... what do they call it? A bump burn? On his head.
Oh.
He's, all right. I think
they call that a bump on his head.
What do they call it?
So now yeah. with all the cultists dead, the cultists.
He's dead?
Hold on.
All right.
So the last cultist with his last remain in breath. Remain in breath. He's not dead. But what he does is he calls forward the creature that they were making into this pit by vomiting into it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This was too easy.
And in order for him to be summoned, he has to make a blood sacrifice. So he slits his throat.
No! Huh? Stop him.
Now he's dead, though.
He's dead.
Whew! We're out of the thick of it.
But this ochre jelly comes out of the pit and is sitting on the railing.
I bet he just wants to talk.
He does not want to talk. He is very mad at you.
For what? God's sakes.
For killing all of his followers. You just murdered them.
They attacked us. For God's sakes, I came in here to make a donation.
What, to puke?
I mean, what kind of, is that? I mean, yeah.
Then puke. Yeah.
I puke.
You puke?
Yeah, give me a roll. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
You know, give me a medicine roll.
All right. Well, how do I do that? Medicine.
Just go under your skills.
And then just normal? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two.
All right, you puke. And this puke climbs up and joins the ochre jelly, and now he has more health.
Now he is part of my team.
Can I puke?
Roll.
I think it's working.
Roll a medicine check.
It doesn't say. So it would be skills then.
Skills, sorry.
Yeah!
Wait, why did Booze only have a... Oh, it was a D10. Or D20. Alright, The puke that you just did.
Yeah! Do I get my own little blob?
Towards the ochre jelly.
Uh-huh.
And the ochre jelly gets stronger.
Oh, so it backfired.
But he's our friend now. No, he's
how could I have known? He's half us at this point.
He's more us than ochre.
It even is an ochre.
All right.
Ochre. Barely knew her.
You guys just wasted your turns.
That was a turn?
Yep.
Oh. For what?
That wasn't a turn. That was just a little bit of fun. And we're trying to get this guy to join up with us.
Yeah, and he's mostly us at this point.
Yeah, come on, man. Let's add a blob to the...
He goes up to Jerry.
Let logic prevail.
What's he doing?
He rolls a... Two, what is it? A 13. So he's going to roll 2d6s.
My God.
He does 4 points of damage.
Oh, that means he's a bitch.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Sum's turn.
I don't know. Is it weak to arrows? I've never fought a jelly before.
All right, then you have no idea.
But I'm smart.
Give me a nature check.
Give us an intelligence check.
Skills, nature. All right. 6.
You got no fucking clue.
Alright. Well, I'm just going to shoot an arrow at it anyway. Oh, all minus right. 1 arrow. So it's plus 7.
Well, yeah.
Ugh.
That does not hit it. Oh, yes, it does, actually. I'm sorry.
Suck it.
So roll a d10.
How many? 13?
One. Ooh, 9 points of damage.
It's you dead, right?
You almost took back what you added to it. Jerry, your turn. You puked and added 11 to his health points.
11?
That's what you rolled.
That's unfair.
You wanted to puke.
I am going to use invisibility.
What is that going to do?
Getting out of here.
What is that going to do?
Maybe he's weak to being frozen. Like a real jelly.
All right, well, then I'm going to use Ray of Frost. Or is it too late?
Oh, you can use Ray of Frost.
Yeah, everyone likes Ray of Frost. It's a staple of the game. You know, it's a classic. You know, classic.
But are they weak to Ray of Frost jellies, that is?
He can't tell us.
Are you asking me?
Well, I'm not asking Boo.
Boo, roll a d20.
I did.
All right, you got it. So then do 1d8.
I bet he's going to crack into a million pieces.
Do 2 damage.
2 damage to the jelly. Fuck the jelly.
And now he's dead.
No. He takes what is it called?
Oh, freezing damage.
No. He's gonna slow him down, so he's gonna roll with disadvantage.
So he is weak to freezing damage.
So I got, oh yeah, I forgot it does that. An 11. So it does not
cut it up to 11.
Tiger, your turn.
Okay. I will shoot wildly.
Okay.
At the jelly.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Plus 7.
It's 10. All right, so roll 1d10.
Oh, another 9.
9.
And he vaporizes into a goo.
Nope.
Don't.
Boo.
That's you.
I know. Oh, good. I'm gonna put on shield.
I'm gonna put on some music. That's not gonna help either. Me, I mean.
Okay. So that's your second.
Yep.
First level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's that do? How much does that?
It just adds 5 to your AC.
Okay. Cool.
So now the ochre jelly takes a swing at Boo because he's still closest.
I'm beginning to think maybe I should learn some magic.
But he's going to do it with disadvantage because he's still frozen.
Also, he's got that shield, so you can't beat him because the shield puts him at 17.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. You rolled an 11. So it's because it was at disadvantage. All right. I'm going to go make another drink.
What should I do?
Think about your next turn very carefully.
Very carefully.
I will add, though, you shot him with those arrows. They're dissolved now. You cannot pick them out of the body.
Ah! All right.
You mean we can't pocket picket this thing?
No. It's mostly acid. It is vomit. It's acid.
It's mostly ass.
It.
Oh.
The foundry thing just shut off?
Yeah, I was trying to update one of the packages, but it's not doing it, so.
It's because you broke the rules. This is how you pay.
Edgar, what's that password?
What you got there, dessert?
I need administrator access to Foundry.
Why?
I don't know. It just popped up.
It can Boo get in?
No, you told. I just told. Remember, I told you it was like off, and you said you tried doing something.
But it should be back up now. What if you do Foundry slash or like just refresh it?
I just refreshed it. It's working.
Sorry about that. I was trying to update a module, but no dice.
Oh, okay.
Because I still don't see, the inventory. And so for like the roles and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, Tiger, it is your turn.
I'm going to shoot an arrow at it.
Okay, 1d20.
Oh, that's a critical, baby.
The critical, so do 2d10s.
I can roll them all at once?
Yeah. We'll just add 6.
2d10s plus 6?
Yeah. Well, no, we'll do 3.
Because 3D10s? It's still only
going to... No. 2d6 plus 3. Because it's still only one arrow. You're not shooting two arrows, so you're not going to get double the amount of piercing damage.
Okay. So 2d8.
2d10.
It should be, why would it be 10?
Because of your new bow.
Oh, shit. That, so 11, has, that has a plus 3 on it.
Yeah. All right.
So it's dead now.
Ooh, your turn.
Oh, Ray of Frost is dead.
Again?
Yeah, dude.
All right, one...
He loves it.
That's the 1d20.
He'll learn to love it.
Was that Carl Winslow?
All right, you hit it, and then you do...
Yeah, it dissolves.
1d8. You know what? Do another d8 for me. Just because it's been hit so many times, it's cold. All right, it's the Ochre Jelly's turn. It takes a swing at Boo.
No!
It's cold!
It's so cold.
All right, a 6, so it does not hit. Tiger, your turn.
Cool. I'm going to hit it. Oh, hold on, let me mark the other arrow. One more arrow.
All right.
I say that like I'm going to stop hitting it with arrows after this turn, but I'm just going to keep just pummeling it with arrows.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you got a critical failure.
Plus 7.
No, it's still a critical failure. You know what? Boo.
No.
Give me a dexterity check. All right. You pass. You dodge out of the way as Summer's arrow comes flying right towards your head.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Summer?
And then the arrow hits a wall and shatters into pieces.
Why?
Because you got a critical failure. You fucking deserve it.
The critical failure was almost hitting Jerry.
I don't know. I'd take that as a pretty successful win for both of us. Because I'm fighting a vomit monster right now. This is as low as it can get.
Maybe you should throw up again.
Do you think so?
That's over.
It's got disadvantage.
Oh.
So it does not hit. Tiger, your turn.
Okay. No, it's D20. Oh, now that's a critical.
That is a critical.
Swing, home run, or so strikeout?
Do deep 2d10s plus 3.
D10.
That has a plus 3 in there, so 19.
Okay.
Oh, he's gonna get roasted.
It's roasted.
So. As the ochre jelly is dying, it's dissolving into the floor. But it gathers together big enough to just reach up, and it holds out a middle finger looking hand at you guys.
Hey,
You know that sermon that scene at the end of the Terminator?
Yeah,
where he's holding his thumb up before. Yeah, it's like that.
It's like except that.
The middle finger goes into the puddle.
I flick off the puddle.
I don't know why he's so mad at us. We didn't even do anything.
You killed his followers.
Yeah, but they attacked us.
All right, so you defeated that. Now what?
I'm pretty stoked. I feel like that went pretty well.
I think it went better than Snot.
That was bad. That was a bad pun.
I knows.
That was better, but it's also not snot. It was vomit, so still a bad pun.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Minus strain. All right. So, is there anything to be seen about this room? If like, I'm gonna walk around this like path and like kind of look at the
Okay, give me a perception check.
At the fire pit in the bottom? Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not really a fire pit. It's a pit.
Oh, it's just a pit. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no fire.
There's no fire. It's just a
pit. This must be an optical illusion.
It is, yeah.
Five.
All right, you perceive nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Then I guess I'll just keep going forward.
I'll just leave out that door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a boat.
Oh, very astute. Is that Chicago?
No, it's Gary.
Indiana?
My home sweet home.
Chicago?
No, Gary, Indiana.
Oh.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. My home sweet home.
I don't know that song. We've had a lot of fun so far, folks, but this next room is truly horrifying. Near darkness fills this room, and the sound of gently sloshing water echoes off the walls. A rowboat bobs in a slow-moving stream, tied by a rope to a small concrete pier. The horrid, oily water flowing in the stream looks suspiciously like pancreatic juice.
Oh, no, we're going to Pirates of the Pancreas. They're very rapey. They don't hold back.
That sounds like season one stuff.
Just because it is.
All right. What do you guys do?
I'm getting on the boat.
I guess.
Right. So you get in the boat.
Yeah, I don't know. This reminds me of, remember the boat scene from Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
It terrified me as a child and as an adult.
And also as a child again.
Okay, so I assume you guys undo the rope and you start heading down the water that looks like pancreatic juice.
I don't know where this boat's going. I'm just in it.
Well, it's still tied up.
Oh. I mean, yeah, we're going to have to cast off.
Summer, cast off.
I slice it with sword.
With a sword.
Okay. I'm not even going to make you check for that. I should, because the way you've been rolling, you might end up chopping your foot off.
I killed 14 cultists and a slime, so.
You might accidentally chop off your, Melissa, your butt cheek.
You might be a hot dog.
Got you there.
As the boat, the boat starts moving, the walls flash with bright images. A parrot, doubloon, and a treasure map. The dread is palpable. You can feel it in the air. You have no idea what's going to come next.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely feels like pirates.
And pancreas.
So you're moving up. The characters see a...
The
adventurers party. Yeah. You see a glowing exit sign hanging over a dimly visible door. Do you stay on the boat or do you get out?
Wait, is there more we can keep going?
You can keep going or you can leave the exit. There's a big sign above the door that says emergency exits.
Oh, I'm staying on the boat.
Yeah, it's not an emergency.
You're not too scared of the pirates?
Nah.
No.
Summer.
I know, they're rapey. Yeah,
they're,
I know.
They're awfully rapey.
Yeah, I know they're rapey, but I've got a sword. And I've got 15 arrows. Maybe 14.
15 arrows.
All right. So you find the boat floating into a well-lit cavern. You find yourself gazing into a cavern of nightmares. Magically animated pirate mannequins act out their twisted follies. Some clink mugs together, others sit atop barrels and belt out demonic shanties. And still others play keep away with a stolen peg leg. It's mayhem of the worst kind. Piratical. which I also did not know was a word.
It's not.
Oh. At the prow, of a horrible wooden ship stands a mannequin wearing a large, terrifying pirate hat.
A pirate hat?
Just the hat?
A pirate hat?
Oh.
He's wearing a pirate hat.
Does he look friendly?
All right. The mannequin turns with an unnatural speed and stares at you.
No. As the
boat grinds to a halt. Ahoy me, hearties. Answer me, Riddle, or I'll scuttle you.
Piratical is a word.
You Googled it? That's what you were worried about? You're floating down this river of pancreatic juice with parrots on the wall and dead bodies. Well, not dead bodies. What was it? It was magically animated pirate mannequins.
Yeah.
And you're Googling piratical?
Parabola.
Parabola. I needed to know.
All right. So the pirate captain is a nightmarishly well-programmed magical animatronic.
Oh, I see. And what? Do you have some kind of a riddle for us?
Yes.
All right. Yep, what's your damn riddle?
A landlubber has a barrel full of gold coins that weighs 500 pounds. Then he puts something in the barrel, and ho, now it weighs less than 500 pounds. What did he put
the barrel? It's helium.
Now let us through.
He put helium in there.
I gotta admit, helium's pretty compelling. That was so quick with the answer too. It was like, that's easy. Helium.
It's helium. He's doing calculations right now.
You know, he's pondering meditating the situation. Pondering, you know.
Does this ghost kind of look like the Flying Dutchman from SpongeBob?
No. All right. Really put me in the spot.
You didn't think I would get it right so fast, did you?
Did you?
The captain goes, "Arr." I didn't know anyone could be that stupid.
Ah! Yeah, and I got it right on the first try. He fires
his cannon at you.
No, not the cannon.
And you take... Oh, I get a different one. You both take 3 points of bludgeoning damage. That's you got bullshit. Hit with the cannon.
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. That was a stupid answer.
No, it wasn't. I think he should redo his calculations because if he filled it with helium, it would be less heavy.
The barrel is open.
That's just physics.
The barrel's open.
And full of helium. The helium
goes up. Not out the top of the barrel.
Not if it's solid helium.
Are you going to keep arguing?
It's frozen helium.
You're going to keep arguing?
No.
You sure?
Yes. I already got hit with a goddamn cannon. All right, so what was it? I wasn't listening. What was the riddle?
As your boat starts sinking into this pancreatic juice...
Tell me the riddle.
No. Figure it out and come back later.
But I don't know what it is.
figure it out and come back later.
Figure out what it is? You're not very good at this, troll.
Pretty sure it's something to do with, you know, bag of steel cut oats.
All right, so now you guys only have one way to go.
Yeah.
So you have to keep swimming forward.
What about the riddle? Right,
I assume.
No,
I'm going to riddle. You got it wrong.
He's right to be pissed.
I want another crack at it.
I want another quacking.
I yell at the pirate. You rolled for me by accident.
Oh, you're right.
Doesn't matter. Oh, what? There's the pirate. I didn't see him before. It's Hondo.
Yeah. It's Hondo Onaka.
He loves money. That's an animatronic Hondo.
It is the animatronic Hondo because it's an animatronic pirate captain.
Now you listen to me, pirate. You tell me that riddle one more time. Or I'll pump you full
of lumber. A landlubber has a barrel full of gold coins that weighs 500 pounds. An open barrel. Then he puts something in the barrel and, ho, now it weighs less than 500 pounds. What did he put in the barrel, ye dogs?
Jerry, do you have any ideas?
Can we try helium again?
It's not going to work. No, we're not trying that again. He's going to blast us full of cannon again.
Is it nothing? I know that doesn't make any sense.
That's not going to go less. I think my ex-wife, she loves fucking money.
What?
So it's... So it has 500 gold.
500 pounds.
Of gold.
And you're just wading through like this pancreatic juice while you're trying to answer this riddle that...
What about, you know, what if we added space?
What?
Is that your final answer?
That's not even an answer. What if we added space?
You know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of this. Is this like a pun? Or is this like a wordplay?
Oh, I'm sure it's a pun. I mean, all riddles are puns, which I thought you'd make you good at it. But unfortunately not. Maybe we should just swim.
This is who's Googling it. I heard some keys clacking.
No, I'm not Googling it. I'm fidgeting with my pen.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I mean, Boo's like looking directly at his phone.
Where you go, I don't know, let's try Y. And you guys got it fucking right.
Well, we tried helium already.
Y again? I just say Y. We add more Y to this.
It's better not to answer than to answer something bad because he's going to shoot us with his cannon again. Just like he made that goddamn jelly stronger from us vomiting, trying to bond with the jelly.
I don't know. All
right.
You got any suggestions for a riddle?
No, I don't know what the pun
is. Can you give us a hint?
No, and he lights the fuse.
Oh, come on, man. You're being a jerk.
Fuse of what?
For the cannon.
Oh, we better get swimming.
We better get swimming.
I'm swimming.
All right. So you come up to the door. I assume you're going to go through the door.
Do I have another option? Is it riddle protected?
No, you can try to answer the riddle.
So we can't keep swimming past it?
No.
All right. Then I guess we'll go through the door.
All right.
Oh, God.
This also reminds me of Willy Wonka.
In the chocolate factory?
Yeah, remember he goes to that little door?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I wonder the Google searches that led you to the pictures that you've chosen. Did you just Google search door?
No, I put houndstooth floor.
You put what?
Houndstooth floor. That's not really what I put. I don't remember what I put.
I was going to say, I wonder how this plays into it. Why would he search houndstooth floor?
This room is totally, completely empty. Oh, you guys smell like pancreatic juice, by the way.
What, is that going to be like a minus on our charisma checks?
Yeah, charisma is going to be a disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah, my charisma was already pretty bad.
And also, we've rolled Jerry, like no charisma
Jerry, we
checks.
We all know.
Yeah. Shut up.
This room is totally, completely, and suspiciously empty. The only visible feature is the exit door on the other side.
I go through it.
You know, you just walk through the door that you came in.
I thought you said that all you could see was the door on the other side.
Oh, yeah, it's locked.
Oh. I'll knock on it.
Nothing happens.
Knock on it again.
Okay. The door opens, and an identical party of adventurers enter, eyeing you suspiciously. It's not a curse or mirror or whatever. I'm not a damn hack. These are identical versions of you. In the interest of efficiency, I sent another dimension's versions of you into the dungeon right when you started. Admittedly, this meeting is pretty awkward, but I'm sure we can sort it out.
Wait, so we just needed to knock twice?
No.
I'm thinking maybe we could solve this riddle now.
Have I tried space? Can we add more space to the box yet?
A cannonball flies through the side of the room.
No!
Misses you. What about
helium in space?
No. All right, I'm probably going to end it there before this.
Wait.
This battle.
Battle?
With what?
Maybe.
Ourselves? I was going to talk and maybe romance.
The robot.
Is it sex or masturbation?
It doesn't matter.